Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of our Lord that we consider this morning is taken from the book of the Psalms, the 73rd Psalm, starting with verse 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. So far our text. Please be seated. In the name of our Savior Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, dear fellow redeemed. With the close of the old year and the opening of the new, many of our neighbors are looking back over what transpired in the past year, and also looking to the future to consider what it may be that lies ahead in this new year. You know, as children of God, the practice of looking back and looking forward is not something that we just do on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, but we do it every single day of our lives. With the passing of each day, we mournfully look back as we take note of the many transgressions that we were guilty of in offending our good and gracious God. And we turn to Him with repentant spirit, and we seek His pardon and saving grace through Jesus. Also mindful of God's loving kindness and tender mercies, which He shows us each and every day of our lives, we remember the Lord to give thanks and praise for how He has so wonderfully treated us and blessed us faithfully each and every day with countless blessings. And then there's the forward look of faith, relying on our Savior God to ever be with us, to graciously bless us in our life of devotion and service to Him every day until the end of our days in this earthly life. The believer who wrote Psalm 73 was in this mode of looking back and looking to the future in faith. In the verses preceding our text, the psalmist Asaph lowered his head in sorrow when he thought about how he had almost stumbled and tripped and fell away from God, forsaking Him. For he found himself envying the wicked and the unbelievers in the world who scoffed at God, and yet they prospered in life with riches and ease. They were seemingly breezing along in life without a care in the world. When comparing his life to all the trials and tribulations that Asaph suffered as a child of God, he was tempted to think that all this cleansing of his heart and his devotion of trying to lead a pure and decent life in word and deed was in vain, for nothing. He thought to himself, what's the use of being a believer when the unbeliever has a good in life? Whereas as a child of God, he suffered a life of affliction. Have we not all entertained questions and doubts in our life with God, when things were not going so well? In our personal life, in our marriage, in our family life, and out in the world? Has not our flesh deceived us at times to think that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence where the unbelievers are sitting? Like with the psalmist, all this would draw us away from the Lord, but thanks be to God who works to wake us up to see how vain and how wrong-headed this is to think this way. And he enables us to have a forward look of faith. First of all, that forward look of faith involves remembering the gracious hand of God at work in our lives. In verse 23, Asaph writes concerning himself and the Lord, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand." Think of what was happening in the life of Asaph. Because of his discontent and envy, he was about ready to turn his back on God and join the unbelieving world. And yet, in spite of this, God did not turn his back on Asaph. Rather, the Lord lovingly and mercifully continued to be there for him. Holding Asaph by the hand, so to speak, the Lord led him to repentance over his foolish way of thinking, and then comforted him by absolving him of his sins for Jesus' sake. When we look down the road of life and think of how our sinful flesh will cause us to stray many times from the path of God, the danger of completely forsaking him, what a tremendous comfort it is to know that God faithfully is there with us, and his gracious hand repeatedly reaches out to us through his word and his sacrament, and he leads us back, and he restores us to his fold by his saving grace. God's abiding presence and his outstretched hand is also reassuring to us when in the future an unexpected trial hits us like a ton of bricks. With God overseeing and governing our lives, leading us by the hand down the road of life, we have the confident trust he will not take us down a path that would lead to our eternal harm. And when the going gets tough, he reaches out and he lifts us up in his arms and he carries us along, giving us strength, patience, and perseverance to carry on through any difficulty that we might encounter in life. And not only that, trusting in his word of promise, we know that the Lord will use those trials for our good. The forward look of faith also involves looking to God's word for divine counsel. The psalmist says of the Lord in verse 24, "You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." As far as the unknown things that lie ahead of us in the future, one of the noble facts in life is that we can be sure that we will encounter problems. You can count on it. In one way or another, you will have difficulties ahead. And when they occur, we may not always have an answer for it. Understand why. And so we need counsel. We need good advice. You and I know that in this day and age, there are all kinds of counselors in the private and in public sector. The problem is that there are counselors out there that don't acknowledge God or his word as holding a key to problems that we may encounter in life. And if that's the case, we can't always expect them to give us good advice. In fact, they may give us some counsel that will do more harm than good. One sure and unerring source of counsel that we can confidently rely on to help us in the many different areas of life is the Lord. He's the one who holds the key to any problem that we encounter in this life. And as children of God, we know and we believe that his word of divine counsel is like a lamp to our feet and a lamp to our path. The Lord says concerning his word of counsel and our use of it, and you hear this every Sunday, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." In other words, happy. You know, you say Happy New Year to people. Happy is the person who continues to listen to the Word of God and embraces it for his life. The Apostle Peter said concerning Jesus, who is the wonderful Counselor and the mighty God, "You have the words of eternal life." So at any future time when we encounter problems or difficulties, you can count on it that you can find good and faithful counsel from the Lord in His Word. So what does He want us to do? He wants you to search the Scriptures. And when you find an answer that's found in God's Word, apply it to your lives. And if you can't find that needed counsel in God's Word, go to the pastor, and ask him to help you with that. Still another factor that involves a forward look of faith is regarding God as our dearest treasure. The psalmist says of him in verses 25 and 26, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Remember, Asa was being tempted to turn his back on the Lord and forsake him and seek a life of riches and ease that's found with the unbeliever. But then he was reminded of the final and ultimate outcome for the unbeliever. He said in verse 27, "For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry." So what good would it do for us to gain what the world has to offer and lose our life with God and our future with Him in heaven? Not worth it. Not worth it at all. In the hymn that we just sang, we voice this sentiment: "Earth has no pleasure I would share, yea, heaven itself were void and bare, if Thou, Lord, wert not near me. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in Thee can nothing shake. Thou art the portion I have sought, Thy precious blood my soul has bought." A life of fellowship and communion with our Savior God means everything to us. He's our best and our kindest friend who will love us to the very end. He made us very wonderfully when He brought each of us into this world. And He has preserved us faithfully day after day after day, even though times are difficult and trying and hard, He provides for us. That's an answer to what you say in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. We don't say to the Lord, "Give me a month's worth, give me a year's worth." We say, "Day by day, provide me with what I need, and I know You will take care of me." And He's redeemed us unto Himself by His unconditional love. He sanctifies us so that we can live a life of Christian love. And finally, He will glorify us. He'll bring us home to that wonderful world where there won't be any problems ever again. There's no one and nothing that can compare to what our Lord and God means to us. He alone deserves first place in our hearts. And He, above all else, is the one we live for all the days of our life to the very end. Knowing all that we know about the Lord, rather than allowing ourselves to be pulled away from the Lord by the cares and pleasures of the world, and all its distractions, attractions, we want to draw ever closer to Him and be strengthened in our faith in Him. The psalmist confirms for us how truly beneficial this is when he says in verse 28, "For it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God." It's good for us to draw near to the Lord and put our faith and trust in Him in the future days ahead. For although there are many things about the days that lie ahead that are unknown to us, yet we know that the Lord will be faithful. He will be by our side. He'll graciously help us and hold us by His mighty hand. He's going to cause things to work out for our eternal good and His saving purpose. When we're straying from His paths, He will always be there to draw us back by His Spirit and bless us with the gift of forgiveness. When we're experiencing problems and are looking for guidance, it's good for us to draw near to God and listen to Him with a receptive spirit. This will do because we trust that His Word works blessings in our lives and leads us down the path of eternal life. The final thought that the psalmist leaves us with as we are looking to the future as believers is a resolve to declare to others all the wonderful works of our God. Dear Christian friends, why are you still here? Why didn't the Lord take you home this past year? It's because He has a purpose for you, a mission for you to carry out. And what's that mission? Eat, drink, and be merry? No. His mission for each and every Christian is to let other people know about the Savior so that they can be drawn closer to Him and they too can be blessed by God's saving help. So every single day that the Lord leaves us on this earth, we have a mission to carry out as His dear children, and that is to do all that we can to see to it that others learn about their Savior God and be blessed by Him. With the coming of each new day, may God grant us the grace to keep this mission in mind and be active in carrying it out. And as we look to the future, may we have a forward look of faith. Faith and trust in the Lord that He's going to help us every single day that lies ahead in the future. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God that surpasses human understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.